There's an open doorway that has been pre-selected for our convenience. So we just want to imagine that we're being awakened, we're being requested, we're being pre-selected, we're being advanced, we're being acknowledged. So the acknowledgement is really, really important, because the acknowledgement is saying, here I am, here I am. So it's I am. I am in my power. I am in my presence. I am in my glory. So it's like glory to God of the highest. It's like really glorifying the essence of the same. So when you think of God, godliness, goddess, divine, divinity, you think of wholeness and pure that is notwithstanding. In other words, there's nothing more powerful than that. There's nothing more true than that. There's nothing more exemplary than that. There's nothing sort of like to be made preference over that. So the challenge really is to wake up to our godliness. We want to remember that we are the created, an extension, an offspring, the children, however you want to see it, array of divinity, of divine consciousness. And so we're exploring having that authority and availability, which is our right, and placing that on top. In other words, placing that alliance agreement at our higher altar. So our higher altar, I want to remember our spiritual flame, our God flame, that in our spiritual heart, it's the truth of ourselves. It's the truth of our soul. So we've been busy imagining from our brain, from our mind, this system of lack, or this system of conflict, or this system of that linear concept of being in physicality and experiencing form. But what's occurred is we've forgotten our true home. They're saying, like, at last, at last. So you just want to have this, like, you've been waiting and waiting. When is Christmas going to come? When is the train going to arrive? When is the plane going to come into the gate so I can board it? So that at last is, here I am. Here I am. Here is the light. Here is the bountiful evidence. Here's the truth of self. Here's the overwhelming expenditure. So when they're saying expenditure, imagine you were just given the right to God's domain. In other words, you can spend any of that higher essence, that I am ownership. You can expend any of that currency. And it never ends. It never ends. It's just as much as you want, as often as you want. Please help yourselves. So we want to remember that there's a shining light upon us. So just think of your star, like your chakras, just opening to amplify, to announce, to surrender to this most brilliant light that is all pervasive, that is all knowing, that can heal every belief in separation, every war wound, every infirmity, as we will claim ourselves to be one and the same. So this is where love has its advantage. So when we're claiming ourselves to be one and the same, you can see yourself being one with your divinity, with your I am presence, with your Christ self, seeing yourself as a ray of God, seeing yourself in your goddess essence, but whatever words you want to receive it in an overwhelming gesturing. So in other words, it's tipping the scale. There's no more confusion. There's no more separation, meaning like you're no longer believing in the infraction. The infraction is, oh my gosh, I seem to be separate from over there. We're leaning upon our rightful placement. So we want to remember that each of us hold extraordinary giftings, hold extraordinary spiritual development. You want to receive that now. To really realize you're being lifted up to the skies, you're being promoted, you're being asserted, meaning that you're ready. You're ready. So just to remember, everyone's really light, and the power of your light is brilliant. It just stands out. Not that you're better than anyone else, but that you have greater accessibility. You have greater development. So it's simply easier for you now to stand up tall, to reach like you know, to pull a string, the light turns on. You have that higher authority to do this. So allow your gifts to be heard. Your gifts to be heard is you're no longer afraid to be awake. You're no longer afraid to be seen. You're no longer afraid to stand out. You're no longer afraid to assume that magnificent power of light. So allow that light to be heavenly, and allow that light to be reached and understood, meaning that beyond your mind doesn't understand it. It's more of a knowing, an allowance, a revival, like just a system charging, like just the way you would reboot your laptop. It's like there are updates, you know, please restart and receive your updates. Like, okay, well, that sounds good. In essence, that's what we're doing. We're receiving our updates at last to tune into the Most High. The Most High is, we've already served from this higher alliance. So it's, and that's why we have the advantage, is we understand it. Our lower mind doesn't, our trauma face wounds don't, but we do in our halo, in our highest claim. So we're reaching for the stars now with our heavenly consent. So our heavenly consent is we're healing everything from our highest knowledge, from our highest station, from our highest assertive appeal. So from this state of love's arrival, all is soon to ensue. In other words, whatever we need to heal every trauma, every wound, every belief in separation, every fear, every notion of lack, which is unheard of in our wholeness. And remember, our wholeness, we're tipping the scales. Our wholeness is the one that's about to have a breakthrough significance. A breakthrough significance is I'm receiving my sunshine, I'm receiving my light, I'm receiving my power, I'm receiving my God's heavenly notion of consent of arrival. So that consent of arrival is I am that I am. So I am beyond 3D reality. I am beyond this incarnation. I am beyond my mind's belief in lack. I am beyond all of the faulty notions or the faulty projections or the matrix. There's a greater expansiveness of self that I am. And we're allowing that to be heard, and for our spiritual DNA to be self-activated, because we are that I am. We are that greater presence. We are that greater significance. And that is soon to be heard across the land. So it's going to be heard across the land in terms of whatever your significant offering is, your divine appointment. But it's to be heard across the land in terms of your bodily achievement, in other words, your cellular structure, in other words, your body mind, is being upgraded to allow this sense of love's arrival, so that we're now operating from our heart's knowing. We're operating from love's advantage. So love's advantage is, I'm no longer singular. I am one with the many, because it's all one, it's all us. So allow that significance to be duly received, to be duly acquainted with, to be duly surrendered to. So it's like, it's my spiritual duty to surrender to my light, to surrender to my I am knowing, to surrender to love's backing, because everything we're here to bring forth to this level of consciousness is like, how would I say it? It's like due, it's due. So where are the droppings? Where are the planes with supplies? So just think of like a country, and it's like we're bringing aircraft and we're dropping supplies. We are the aircraft. The supplies are coming through us, as we will do the same, meaning we are in the process of amplifying love's allowance. And when we allow ourselves to receive our light, that receiving, that shipment of light that we become steady with, that we become excited with, that we alter our every sense of notion to be one and the same, that indicates our powerful readiness, advancement, accelerated gifting. And so when we allow that gifting to be heard by our spiritual DNA, by our consciousness, by every cell in our body, we self-elevate, we self-regulate. And then from that light, from that place of higher awareness, we offer the masses holy acknowledgement. In other words, you too are the light. You too come from source. You too are amply supplied. So we want to remember that we're crossing off our checklist steady. In other words, all the lessons that we've been mastering that are gathering our strength. So we're overcoming every falsehood so that we can return to our sunshine. You want to remember that we're at the end of that checklist. We've been working overtime for many seasons. And at last, we're ready for the abundance. We're ready for the allowance. We're ready for the sunshine. Because we have agreed with our God self. We have agreed with our I am presence. We have agreed with the light. We have agreed with our love, come what may. So we may still have a couple of moments of being baffled, but I still have this injury. I still have this old belief. I still have this physical symptom. So we want to remember we're about to swallow whole. That means is we receive our excitement, we receive love at last. And so that last kind gesturing of receiving this light in abundance is going to bring everything into rightful placement. So we are the ones letting go of the old consideration. That means the old paradigm, the old falsehood, when everyone's arguing, we hold the light for both parties to see, remembering they're both really one in their truth, experiencing conflict, experiencing war amongst themselves in consciousness. But they're soon to overcome that as well and become awake. So we're awakening ourselves to the true reality now. So when they said now, it's like the snap of the fingers, it's a consent, it's a holy arrival. Allow yourselves to ingest, to know, to receive, to be gladdened, to become one with your divine union, divine feminine, divine masculine, fully installed, fully empowered, fully ignited. And as we hold this for ourselves in kind gesturing, we hold this template in honor of all the awakened beings that are to follow our example, to follow our light, to follow their I Am presence. Let that be known throughout the land. Remember the land being the land masses, mass consciousness, but first ourselves. We can only serve out of our wholeness. We can only serve out of our light. Let that light be fully installed, well received. Let us know the truth of ourselves at last. May it be so.